USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Much of the U.S. Gulf Coast is preparing not for one tropical storm or possible hurricane, but two storms that could both hit early this upcoming week. Colin Arnold is the New Orleans Emergency Preparedness Director.
We're still preparing to have impacts from two potential tropical storms, potentially two Category 1 hurricanes.
Tropical Storm Marco could hit the Gulf Coast Tuesday and Tropical Storm Laura on Wednesday. Officials say residents should complete their preparations by the end of today. The House voting to provide $25 billion in funding for the Postal Service. Yesterday, 26 Republicans joined all Democrats to pass the bill. It comes after Postmaster General Louis DeJoy made drastic cost-cutting changes. The president's promising he'll veto the measure if it reaches his desk, which it probably won't because the Senate says it won't take up the bill. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Wildfires forcing nearly 125,000 Californians out of their homes as the hundreds of blazes in the state have burned nearly 1 million acres. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi puts it into some perspective.
We have wildfires burning that are burning the lay of the land the size of the state of Rhode Island.
Some 12,000 lightning strikes are blamed for igniting most of the 600 or so new fires since last weekend, especially in Northern California. A Russian opposition leader suspected of being poisoned is now being treated in a German hospital. Alexei Navalny was flown out of Russia on Saturday morning when Russian officials finally allowed him to be released, and he's now reportedly in stable condition. He's been a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin and fell into a coma after becoming ill during a flight from Moscow to Siberia last Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's a report that Defense Secretary Mark Esper's cost-cutting review of the Defense Department has led to a proposed huge $2.2 billion cut in military health care. Politico says some defense officials say such a reduction could gut the Pentagon's health care system, and during a nationwide pandemic, it quotes two unnamed senior defense officials as saying that the ongoing budget review has been rushed and driven by an arbitrary cost savings goal. And they say the cuts would imperil the health care for millions of military personnel and their families, especially as the nation is grappling with COVID-19. Esper and his deputies have argued that America's private health care system could pick up the slack. It's not Memorial Day weekend, but the Indianapolis 500 has finally arrived. There will be no fans in attendance to watch Marco Andretti sit at the pole later today for the 104th edition of the famous race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And if you're already among the many shaking their heads at some of what 2020 has brought us, you can add this to the list. NASA says an asteroid is expected to pass very close by the Earth on the day before Election Day in November. They say the space rock's just about 6 feet in diameter, and if it were to enter the atmosphere, it would likely break up. And NASA says the chance of any impact is actually less than 0.5%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.